The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
Greetings to you. My name is Brant. You are welcome here. We don't know what your background is, where you're coming from. Doesn't matter. I mean, it does, but you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, you're welcome here. It doesn't matter. We care. Mm-hmm. I want to say that. I don't. Because what it sounded like is.
Who cares? Nothing says welcome like
who cares. It doesn't matter to us what your background is.
Welcome.
Anyway, as you can tell, the level of professionalism here isn't always at the top, but
we want to be friends.
What I was trying to say is we want to be friends. We're very thankful you're here, and yeah, you're welcome. It is a science fact, a fact of science that if you will just sing along with a song or tap your foot, you will feel better. Okay. By the end of the song, your mood will improve.
All right.
To prove this on a weekly basis, on Mondays, we do our little Monday tradition. It's called I Saw the Light. David Crowder Band here. Mm-hmm. I sing along. You should sing along too. Everybody should sing along. In fact, I sing along. I do all four parts during the song. I cover them all.
Very impressive.
You'll hear me in the background here with David Crowder Band. Here we go. Everybody, let's sing.
I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I would let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord. I saw the light.
Everybody sing. I saw the light.
I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness. No more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I've walked in darkness and clouds covered me. I had no idea where the way out could be. Sunrise and roll back the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
This song is our Monday tradition. David Crowder Band, I Saw the Light.
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Oh yeah. A Monday tradition, it always works every single time. Love it, David Crowder Band. Maybe you are struggling with loneliness. Are you lonely? Is my question. And a lot of people, honestly, the answer is yes. I think a majority of people, and I will tell you as well, maybe you're not used to hearing people on the radio say this, but I struggle with this too. And especially since lockdown, I at least used to have a thing where we'd get together with guys on Monday night, mm-hmm. and they were all like, they're all close friends way back, and I'm not, mm-hmm. I'm more of a Johnny come lately that they've mm-hmm. graciously allowed to let me hang out. Mm-hmm. But all this stuff has kind of put the kibosh on that. Mm-hmm. So it's hard. I've got a great marriage, and I struggle with this. Because as a guy, I think, and women have your own similar situation, but you want mm-hmm. you want a cabal of people you can hang out with, and yeah. You long for that. I just want to bring this up because I want you to know, while we struggle with this, part of the problem is not us. You can blame yourself for it, but we live in a culture, honestly, that is like precision designed to produce loneliness, to break down community, to break down family, to break down everything and leave us kind of isolated. So just want you to know that, like, it's not totally our fault here. But I also want you to know one thing that has helped me is just to go, hey, I am going to lean into talking to God. I'm going to talk to him more. I'm going to be more honest with him. I'm going to not worry if my neighbors see my mouth moving when I'm walking around out on the sidewalk or whatever. And that's been good. And I don't know if I would have got there. I always kind of struggle with loneliness, but like, because it's acute right now, particularly, like, I don't know that I would have got there without this. So even in times where there's a little it's difficult. There's still something that's a blessing in there. Question, do you play any games on your phone? Well, it says here that doctors do.
Okay.
On the job. 43%, so almost half of doctors are on their phones playing games, which is fine.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-mm.
Unless, all I want to know, like, all I'm flashing back is all the time I spent in waiting rooms.
Sitting there in your little gown on the paper.
Please don't tell me you're playing Candy Crush. Please. I'm always thinking you're in there with somebody. You're doing something
important.
Come
things.
On. So they asked 1,000 kids. They asked 1,000 kids, what's the best thing about being a kid?
I love that.
Yeah, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
List is really interesting. And I was thinking about, like, what does it mean to be childlike? Mm-hmm. For instance, Jesus said to become like a child, to enter the kingdom of heaven, to really get it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't know if this sheds any light on that or not. What does it mean, or what's the best thing about being a kid? Number one thing kids said was Christmas presents.
Hmm.
Second was having parents to love and take care of you.
Oh, wow.
Third was the excitement during the lead up to Christmas. And fourth was holidays. So there's definitely
a theme.
Three out of four, basically, right. I like Christmas. The other one, though, that I thought that was neat. To be aware, I'm dependent, and I need somebody to look out for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, I do think that's a big part of what Jesus is getting at, that awareness, the humility that comes with going, I need you. Can I share something that's going to sound really kind of dumb, but I've only just now kind of fully realized?
Okay, let's see.
So a lot of people are going to be listening, maybe you, and like, come on, dude, how do you not know? I have realized if I want other people to know what I'm thinking, I have to tell them. Isn't that weird?
Mm.
I mean, I know that's obvious,
mm-hmm.
but on the other hand, I'm not sure it is because it's hard for me sometimes to say things that are important. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to get it out.
Mm.
It's like, I feel like I'm dragging it, even though it's important and it's something that somebody wants to hear even.
Mm.
But if I want them to know that I value them or love them, like I have to say, I value you, I love you,
mm-hmm.
okay? And I know other people struggle with it too, like expecting to have their minds read.
Right.
So.
And almost shocked when someone doesn't.
Yeah, you could be mad about it.
Right.
Like, how did you not, like, if I want, again, just basic thing, human thing, but I'm learning. If I want people to know what I'm thinking, I actually have to say it. If you're new to the show, you should know that we do something called a joke spa on Mondays. And the spa, I use a joke in it because it's like to put people at ease. Mm-hmm. People are tense on Mondays, so
right.
help them relax.
The joke is supposed to help in that regard.
It does help. Humor helps stress. It's been shown.
Okay.
It's a fact.
Sure.
So I use it. Yvonne, you ready to come into the joke spa?
Sure.
Sweet.
Good. Now, how are we working this social distance-wise? We want to be safe.
We're in another room looking through the glass.
In a spa?
At this spa, right. And we leave you in there with the aromatherapy and everything.
Okay.
Lying down, very
right.
comfortable in your room.
Mm-hmm.
We're in here with clipboards and stuff. We're looking through the glass at you.
That's very, not uncomfortable.
Very comforting.
This is not a little creepy at all.
No, just to know that we're there.
Just saying.
You can see me with my lab coat
she
on and stuff.
She can see us?
And,
oh,
yeah.
That's terrible.
No.
Oh,
okay.
Right, in our room, yeah. Anyway, we're
okay.
looking at you, and I use humor, and it'll be through the intercom, because
okay.
we're not in there, but the humor I will use to relax you is this. Here we go.
I'm ready.
All right. You know, I totally just invented a new word. The word is plagiarism. So that's the joke where...
Mm-mm.
I think the intercom's been cut off from her. And I can't
no,
hear.
I think she heard it.
We need to get a
We're
microphone
looking at her.
I got
she's
it.
Not laughing.
I can't hear.
I was waiting for the punchline.
No, I think, okay, well, we're going
we
to cut
are.
It off. We're going to cut it off with things
Sorry.
Like that being said. That was a funny thing. So anyway,
no.
well, please don't leave
okay.
a Yelp review.
Oh, I won't.
Yeah, this is just no pay. You don't have to pay. It was just a general consultation.
Don't worry about it.
It's
a funny joke. When you think about it, on the way home, you'll be like, oh.
Wasn't that something?
Yeah. Good news. I think this is great news, actually. I saw the number of multicultural churches is going up.
That is good news.
Pretty dramatically. I also know from experience, and Sherry knows from experience, this is very, very hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because they say even like one big challenge, even in a multicultural church, is that the people will still tend to gather in their smaller social settings monoculturally.
Yes, that is right.
Because it's just easier.
Mm-hmm.
It's just easier. And when I realized that as a white guy, now Sherry is black, I'm white. So if you're new to the show, you should know this. Like, yeah, that makes sense to me. You would ultimately, like, you'd get together casually with people that are, you don't have to think about it.
Right.
Well, that's how a lot of black people who are believers, brothers and sisters in Christ, feel about their church.
Yes.
It's like, here's our one place where we don't have to think about it.
Yes. Because you're thinking about it all the time.
All the other, right.
Yes.
So here's one place. It's like, hey, we got this. You know, we just have to think about it. We can praise God together. And for whatever reason, it didn't become totally... Every now and then I start to realize stuff, that was a big factor. But I love the fact that the number is going up. It's just that the people who are in leadership, the black or white people who are in leadership, like there's got to be a mix of people and they have to really be intentional.
Yes.
Like, we are going to make this work. Well, I did it. I wrote it. I wrote a Amish Christian romance novel.
When did this happen?
Well, their sales are unbelievable. You sell a million copies.
But we talked about how you don't know anything about Amish people and you don't know anything about romance. So like, how were you able to pull that
together?
It's
a one-page thing.
Oh, it's a one-page novel.
I was thinking this, like, one-page Amish Christian romance novels could take off because
it's
people
one page.
Don't have time.
Sure.
So it's pretty good. But it's got Hiram and Martha is the lady who likes him. And they get married at the end.
Okay, at the end of the page, sure.
It's only like a quarter page. I just read it to you, actually.
Okay.
But I'm going to start somewhere, and then I'm going to branch out from here because, man,
captivating.
They sell like crazy. Tell you what, this has got to happen. We're talking about multicultural churches and stuff. I saw the number is going up, which is really, really good. I mean, we've got to make this work. It's such a picture of the kingdom of God. We got to make it happen. We can't be divided.
And it's a picture that the world needs too.
Totally, because they can't figure this thing out.
Right.
And it'd be nice if they could look at us and go, "How did they do it? How do they stick it out? Even though they disagree about this or have totally different perspectives about that, they're still making it work."
Mm-hmm.
That would be wonderful. I know what the challenges of the churches I've been in are.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say? Because you've done this too.
Yeah.
Multicultural.
Mm-hmm. What the challenge is?
Yeah.
As a black person.
I don't know.
Or just overall?
Overall, as a black person?
I think challenge on either side. I think for African Americans, the challenge will be to be offended and show up the next Sunday with your heart open still to relationship.
Huh.
And then what I would perceive the challenge for my white brothers and sisters is to have offended or not know what to say or feel uncomfortable that you can't say anything and show up the next Sunday for a relationship.
So, but by saying that, it's
yes.
like, but as a white person, you're like, I'm offended
right.
that I've offended you.
Right, right.
And instead just going, hey, we're gonna make this work.
Yes.
It's gonna take some hours on the phone.
Yeah, it's gonna take us maybe going out to eat. It's
gonna
take
some awkwardness.
Yeah.
And we're in it because we're family. How about that? So thankful to the people who sponsor our podcast right now, fellowshiphomeloans.com. They're awesome. Fellowshiphomeloans.com, and you could save a lot of money because they're great and the interest rates are crazy low right now. Highly recommend it. 800-804-SAVE or fellowshiphomeloans.com. Let's talk about that. It's really hard to do church together. Like, we're talking about multicultural churches. Like, where we're actually going to make this work. Brothers and sisters in Christ, black, white, Hispanic, whatever, work it out together in relationship. There's a concept in the Bible about mutual submission to each other. Submit to one another, it says.
Mm-hmm.
I can't mutually submit, though.
Mm-hmm.
I can only submit.
Right.
I'm only one end of the equation. Whatever group I'm in, if I'm supposed to submit to this person, all I can do is submit.
Right.
Which means... I've got this opinion. Mm-hmm. I have this agenda. I have this bias. I have whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to lay it down because I love you. Mm-hmm. So there's only one way. Just think about mutual submission. Like, I can't do it for both people.
I was talking to two pastors, black pastor and a white pastor, who are pastoring a church. And he said, we literally have to trip over ourselves to submit.
Huh.
That's what we all have to be racing to.
That's what I thought. It's like a race to the bottom.
Yes, yes. Yep.
Like, nope.
No,
I'm going to defer to you. I'll defer to you. But then once you get that moving and people mm-hmm. pick up on that ethos of, mm-hmm. oh, family. Well, that starts to spread. This is so exciting to me. I can't stand it. I have realized that not all humans are interested in this. So this is dangerous for me to talk about it, but I'm so excited about this. They, get this, Cherry,
okay,
can take pages out of books mm-hmm. or parchments and put them in a sealed chamber and have purified air filtered around it for several days. Anyway, they can distill a bunch of stuff and then produce the smell from that book and then like make like smelly oil or whatever, their cologne that smells like it.
So you would spray yourself with...
They have taken C.S. Lewis's personal books and you could smell his pipe smoke.
Okay.
I could wear that as a cologne. C.S. Lewis library cologne.
Yeah. As the person who works very closely with you in this room, with just the two of us.
Good point. That's a good point.
I'm glad you saw where I was going with that.
But what about Magna Carta? I'm not kidding. They have the parchment from the year 1215, mm-hmm. one of the original Magna Carta.
Mm-hmm. And you think that...
And they have captured the smell. I could be wearing...
Magna Carta cologne.
They said it smells like newly pressed sheets with traces of old socks, also moist wheat bread and beach sand. It has a... So anyway,
you're so excited. I don't want to shoot this down.
I am amped about this. There's no way to follow Jesus and not be a forgiving person. It doesn't make sense. I mean, it doesn't even compute. His way is a way of forgiveness. There's no way around that. He told us so. All that said, I get a lot of questions because we talk about forgiveness a lot. I wrote this book, Unoffendable. It's all about radical forgiveness in our lives. I get this question, well, does that mean I have to stay with somebody who's, you know, being abusive? Like, no, not at all. Do I have to stay in relationship with somebody who's been a problem and they keep being a problem? No. Mm-hmm. No, it means I release my right to anger based on God's forgiveness of me. Mm-hmm. The weird thing is, if you think about it, if you don't release that anger, you're actually staying in relationship with that person.
That is so true.
Isn't it?
Yes.
So that relationship is still going on.
Yep.
You are acting and emoting and feeling in a way that is related to them. Mm-hmm. There's only one way really to move past the relationship.
This has been the Brant and Cherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.